Pratolini's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1274, March 27, 2024. 75 degrees on this day. Doesn't that sound lovely?
Mm.
1946. And 5 degrees on this day. That's not that cold, is it? 1921.
Well, it's March.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
I'll read one. There was more than one. Hail the flashlight king.
Hail you!
Joe, on yesterday's show, you and three of the dummies were discussing the Uber and Lyft situation in Minneapolis. I want you to take comfort in the fact that you are not alone in your lack of math skills. The first numbers you brought up when you were trying to figure out what a 10-mile ride would cost were $1.40 times 10, to which Mr. FYI promptly replied, $11.40. I believe that we all learned in the third grade that when you multiply something by 10, all you have to do is add a zero to the end.
Slide it over.
In this case, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it would have been an easy calculation, resulting in the amount of $14. Mr. FYI corrected himself several times while figuring mileage, but never corrected his initial calculation of $11.40.
That's true.
I know this is minor, but I just wanted you to feel included with the rest of the dummies on your staff, none of whom figured out that this calculation was wrong. Love the show, and good luck to us all, Jeff Pedro in Roseville.
And I had others that were less charitable.
So Johnny's getting credit for time served. He still made some calculation, so he gets credit.
If I remember right, I came in $4 under. Didn't I say 10 something?
Yeah, you were way
off. I put
off.
The zero in the wrong place. Just throw it there in the middle.
And then you said a quarter of $15 was $62.
What is, I don't know.
On the topic of Lyft and Uber, Tim writes, the idea that the Minneapolis City Council is going to spend $150,000 to develop a local competitor to Lyft and Uber is laughable. Both Lyft and Uber have been in business for 17 years. Lyft has over 4,000 employees. That number does not include the drivers, who are independent contractors. Lyft has never made a profit, as they have continuously spent money to build out a national network, which is very expensive. Last year, Lyft lost $340 million. Uber has 32,800 employees and operates in 10,500 cities around the world. They became profitable last year for the first time. Their profit margin is quite thin at 5.1%. That does not leave any room to increase their largest expense, the revenue shared with drivers. The Minneapolis City Council members obviously have no idea what it costs to start a business, run a business of this magnitude. They have a childlike view of the business world because they have never owned or even managed a business. I have a suggestion on how that $150,000 can be put to better use. Withdraw the money in dollar bills and put all the bills into a large burlap bag. On a cold winter night, take it down to the nearest homeless camp and put it in the burn barrel. It might provide a few minutes of warmth for the residents. Ain't that the truth? They have not a bleeping clue what they're doing. And they think they can create a rideshare company that Lyft and Uber have spent 17 years trying to get straight.
With whose money, Joe?
Your money, Kenny. Well, not you. You moved out of Minneapolis quite wisely with the money of Minneapolis taxpayers.
Yeah.
Why can't, we've seen this happen before, why can't an accident that knocked down the Francis Scott F. knocked down the bridge in Baltimore?
Francis Scott Key.
The hell bridge is it? Why can't that be an accident? We have reached a point in this country where anything major is not what it is. It will instantly be seen as something else. Those beat-up old freighters, possibly poorly maintained.
Well, this one was built in 2015.
Okay. Those beat-up new freighters.
Okay.
Sometimes the engines go out and there's...
Well, they're rode hard and put away wet.
And they drift. And they drift right into a bridge piling and down she goes. But now it's very reminiscent of Pearl Harbor. It's it's terrorism. It's purposeful delay of the... Baltimore is one of the, if not the principal unloading point for cars from Europe. So if you ordered a Beamer, chances... I know a guy who bought a new TR6 Triumph in 1974, and he picked it up at the docks in Baltimore.
Really?
And drove it back here.
Cool.
And he didn't get 5 minutes out of the docks, and the whole linkage to the accelerator fell apart.
Oops.
And he had to stop, get a flashlight, figure out how to put that back together. The point being, many cars are coming into Baltimore, so that's part of the conspiracy. And it's on and on and on and on. A ship hit a bridge piling. And you can't blame the bridge. How do you design a bridge to withstand the impact of that tonnage?
You it's
can't.
Impossible.
Yes, you with the roadkill.
Well, what about politics? Is it Biden's fault or Trump's fault, or Republicans, Democrats?
Oh, yeah, that has to do with the cars that this wants. This will speed
capitalism.
Up. Yeah, it'll speed up the use of EVs, the government mandated cars. I see 8 states now are going to forbid the sale of gas cars by 2035.
Yeah.
What a shame that is. Why did Biden always... Now, also, regarding the accident at the bridge, which took the lives of 6 guys, they were up there fixing potholes.
Right.
Talk about bad timing.
Well, they have to. There's so much traffic during the day. You got to do it at night.
Matt, I know why they were there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking for an explanation.
Why they were there. They were there because of the traffic during the day.
I see. Wrong. You know, where everybody's in an accident.
Popcorn.
Why did Biden blurt out, the federal government will spend everything it takes to replace this bridge? What happened to insurance?
Well, yeah.
Can the government insure itself?
Why doesn't the insurance pay for it?
Well, knowing an insurance company, they saw how old and rickety that thing was, so they first thing they did is they reduced the coverage amount.
No,
and then they jacked up
insurance.
Your rates, and then they jacked up your deductible, and they probably got a check for, I don't know, $200-$300 yesterday for that bridge.
The shipping firm has insurance, too. You would think... to safeguard against things like running into bridges.
Right.
But Biden just says, we'll pay for it. We'll check the insurance first, Joe. And then Joe also said, I've been across that bridge many times on the train. There is no train on
the
bridge.
Train.
Yeah, on the train.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Did you see your conspiracy theories? We had a congressperson also tweet that perhaps this should be investigated because who knows what it is.
Yeah.
It's an accident.
It's probably
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, Marjorie, that
she tweeted.
Oh, so she's blaming it on the left. Well, pretty soon the left will blame it on the, what are they, the Proud Boys or the Dumb Boys or whoever the boys are, the Angry Boys.
It's a dreadful accident. It's inconvenient. It's
I don't know, Joe. Accident is not sitting right with me.
Of course not, because you're a conspiracy theorist.
Here we go.
Well, an accident is something that truly is an accident, and that was preventable. A little bit of maintenance would have fixed that problem. So
could have had bad fuel. That's another
so that
thing
was a
I'm
crash
reading.
And or a wreck. It was not an accident.
Well, it was
an incident. I'm good with incident.
I'll take incident, but it has nothing to do with a Martian invasion or
Martian. That's a new one.
What about, has Greta weighed in and said the cause is because it was a gas guzzler?
Hey, as recently as 2007, which is, what is that, 17 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Let's be careful.
Let's not do math.
Let's be careful.
I have no idea.
Multiply it by 10 and just move the decimal.
170 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
70 years ago. Yep.
There were no conspiracy theories when the 35 bridge went down that I recall. Our life, our culture has changing so rapidly And in 2007, by the way, that's 1 year pre-tweet.
Hmm. Yeah, it's social media, if I can weigh in.
Tweets were 2008.
2008 is when...
Well, John, there's no reason for you to be quiet.
Now you have to tell us, John. Now you have to.
Well, I don't... Given what's happened in the last 8 or 9 years...
Yeah.
And considering some folks who may or may not have been present and who are very fond of conspiracy theories, and considering that person's fans, I don't know if fans is a good word, who also seem to have a conspiracy theory basis in life, why is it so incredible that conspiracy theories are proliferating
crazy? If we, John, if we put our minds to it, we could blame the DFL legislature for the collapse of the 35W bridge, being that they decided to do another round of maintenance on that piece of crap instead of replacing it.
Let's go back to the original
point. So now you got another conspiracy theory.
I'm cooking one up, yeah.
Let's go back. My case, Your Honor.
Let's go back to the original point. There were no conspiracy theories advanced in 2007.
Right.
Now, Trump, or apparently Height wants to blame that on Trump. I don't. What I'm saying is culture has changed so rapidly. I don't care who you blame or what medium you blame. The point is, as recently as 17 years ago, we were a hell of a lot saner than we are today. How's that? A hell of a lot sooner.
And I'll still stick with my whole theory.
Why don't you just go buy a Bible from Trump and Lee Greenwood and start learning how to be charitable? Well,
thank you again for backing me, Joe.
Make America pray again.
But the guy actually said, Happy Holy Week.
Happy Holy Week. It's not a happy week.
So are Jesus, we going to peel off into this now?
If Jesus found the Easter Bunny.
Well, we are going to peel off into this.
With the two Corinthians.
No, I'm not. I mean, there's nothing to say. The guy should have a little painted wagon with a mule and selling snake oil.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. Can you come out of the ditch? Get back on the highway here, because I have a question for you, co-driver.
I thought you were Kojak.
In 2007, you were talking at great length about how the world was going crazy.
I detected the mystery.
You had already come up with... the Samer theory, I believe, in 2007.
Come up with it. That was a member of the military whose friend told us about it, but that was an isolated theory. It wasn't known to the public.
Okay. I can't put a year on it. Maybe Matthew could. Any idea
when Samer predates 2007?
Samer theory was...
What was the guy's name who told us?
Buck.
Buck called, said he had a buddy in the Army... stationed in Buffalo, New York, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And his name was Samer.
It's in the show notes.
And he told Buck, at some point, people are going to start going nuts because of all the radioactivity in the air.
And then Matthew and I, we can back that up with, remember our engineer, Ray Brown?
Oh, yes.
Who would come in and lean up against the transmitter to get his daily dose.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding you. That is not hyperbole.
And then he would retire to a nice little nap in his...
He had a Ford Falcon station wagon with bunkhouse curtains.
Yeah. Yes. Really?
But, Joe, I would come around the corner at 3 in the morning, and he would have his head and arm up against that old...
he knew something.
Kenny is not lying.
He knew something.
And it wasn't the fancy digital transmitter either. It was that old one that ran on
tubes. Had a little buzz on it. And you'd get zapped every once in a while.
Yeah.
That reminds me, that's the way I think of Caitlin Clark. I think she sleeps at night on on some sort of platform, and she's wired to breathe only the air in the gym. She's become the color of the air in a gym.
Hmm.
She's just gaunt. Pale.
Gaunt.
You know, just weird. I don't know where I was going with that.
Has she done anything to force her talent? Does she have a particular method or training or something that she does?
You know, like Tiger. Like you thought Tiger had.
That makes her so much better than everybody else.
Maybe she just practices a lot.
There it is, folks. Wrap it up and send her on the way.
And she's got the very involved father, very similar to Tiger.
Yeah, but he told her to shut up.
Well, he gets tired of her bitching all the time. She doesn't like officials.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Who does?
What basketball player does?
Right. That's true. No, they're all corrupt. They've been cowed, all of them.
I think Michael Jordan treated referees with a little more respect than they do today.
You have that audio ready, Ross, about my sheriff in Santa Rosa County, Florida?
I do.
Let me set this up. As you are all aware, the rise in squatters is taking place in the country, and some states will even arrest the homeowner if they dare interfere with the oppressed squatter.
Wow.
So have a care. There's a sheriff in Santa Rosa County, Florida, named Bob Johnson. And this is what Bob, there's a picture of him right here. He's a real sheriff.
Yeah. He's got the bald head, the obligatory bald head.
The badge on.
Yep.
Here's what Bob says about squatters.
Take two.
Kind of quiet, isn't he?
He is. He didn't say much.
He speaks softly.
It's smooth. Yeah. Very smooth.
Hang on, take two. Here we go.
Take three.
He's still speaking softly.
Hey, God.
Well, I hate to redo you what he said.
You know, if you shoot accurately and you kill the guy, you save taxpayers' money. And I also said that, you know, if somebody gets killed during a home invasion, the odds of them reoffending are zero. And we like those odds, which we do. And in Santa Rosa County, we have a very high percentage of the population that have weapons. And I promote the use of them if you're in your house and somebody kicks your door in, because they're not coming in to give you a hug or to give you cookies. They're coming in to commit felonies. That's why they kick in the door and come in your house. And it's kind of ironic that since that press conference, we haven't had any home invasions, and it's been over a year. So it's kind of odd. But you don't have a duty to retreat. If you're in your own home and there's somebody breaks in your home and is trying to commit a crime against you, you don't have to retreat. You don't have to give them warning. You don't have to go barricade yourself in a room. You can shoot and kill them. And in the state of Florida, that's perfectly legal. And in these other states where they don't have that, and people are afraid to own guns and they're afraid to protect themselves, that's why you have the crime rate that you have in New York and California. And you know, people think, well, if you pass it a law and we take the guns away from, you know, people who haven't broken a law, well, that's the one law that criminals will obey. They'll say, well, oh, I can't have a gun. Well, yeah, I'll obey that law, but none of the others. And it's ludicrous. I mean, criminals are criminals. I think you have people who are criminals because they're lazy and they don't want to work. And then you have other criminals that are just criminals because they have a hateful soul. I mean, they just want to inflict pain on other people and take advantage of other people. So you can't really say, you know, you can't cover them with a broad stroke and say all criminals are this way. But I'm in year 42 of law enforcement. And I can tell you, I've met some hateful people that's all they want to do is hurt other people. And they don't even have a reason why they want to do it.
That was in April of 2022. But it has gone viral again because of this squatter movement. And, for example, a woman in New York was arrested for trying to remove squatters from her house. The woman was arrested. Hmm. And this guy is saying, shoot them. You're doing us a favor.
They're not going to repeat if they're dead.
The new sheriff of Gumption County, Bob Johnson. I mean, that's what he has. You know what he has? He has
ballsy.
He has what used to be probably a normal American response to such things.
Yeah.
And now people in this state, for example, the way they vote, they're recoiling in horror that someone would say something like that.
Yeah.
It's a typical, I don't know how far back you'd have to go, but that was a typical American response. You certainly would be expected to save your own property, and you wouldn't be in trouble for doing so. And that's gone by the wayside.
In our area a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to put it within the last 2 months just because of my memory, we had who I believe was a sheriff in Wisconsin speaking up against Mary morality.
Oh, I did. Yeah, he was St. Croix County.
He made some noise and he made some really excellent points. And I just thought it was interesting that we had to turn to somebody from Wisconsin who's out of the reach of Mary and Ellison for the truth to come out, because I know there's a lot of deputies, a lot of sheriffs, police chiefs, etc., cops around the state that feel the same way.
A mole said he was copying me on an email of a survey taken by among Minnesota law enforcement on what they think of the current situation. And he said it's an astonishing response, but I have not received the email.
Against Mary and Keith,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I've done my own survey. I know exactly how they feel, especially about Ellison.
Right. Why don't we tell you that my garage door guy is the whole family.
Yeah.
Precision garage door of the Twin Cities in western Wisconsin. I got a water problem in the garage. I don't think that's their problem.
No.
That's not their problem. They're a door. They fix the doors. They do it on the first visit. They inform you when they're arriving. They keep you informed. They do the rollers, the springs, the openers, the apps, whatever the garage door problem is, including new doors. You're going to sell your place? They'll help you select a new door. They'll install it. They're great people. They try never, and sometimes it happens, but they try never to give you that song and dance about, damn it, I got to run back to the shop because I need a 3/8-inch bolt. They usually try to have all that stuff with them because they want to fix your problem the first time. We learned from the GL geologist, Stacy. They came out on Sunday and took care of her rental property. Bing, bang, boom. Look at that. They never had to miss work, anything. And they don't charge more for weekends. It's Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in western Wisconsin. You can find them at precisiondoormn.com. That's precisiondoormn.com. Or call them to see if you're a good fit. Get it? See if you're a good fit.
Gotcha.
Precision Door, 612-263-6985.
Hey there, GLers. Do what Reavers did a couple of years ago and make the switch to Hofferman Water. Well, first what I did was I called them up to get on the schedule for that free water analysis. And I'm telling you right now that this is the best time of the year to do that. They get a little bit busy in the spring and in the summer, so make sure that you're getting on that schedule right away. Give them a call, 612-895-2440. You can also visit their website, which is HoffermanWater.com. I had my new system installed years ago, and it's made an amazing difference in the quality of my water. Doesn't matter whether we're doing laundry, your showers, your drinking water, your cooking, your coffee, everything is better with Hofferman and Kinetico. So if you're in the market, they do offer sales, service, and rental options. If you're in the market for rental for Kinetico water treatment systems, that includes water softeners, iron rust, and odor filtration systems, and of course, drinking water systems. I've been a proud customer. In fact, that's how this relationship started years ago, was I was a customer before they ever decided to advertise on Garage Logic. And it's been great. I am so happy and have been very, very happy with my service with Hofferman and Kinetico, and I know that you will be too. So get on that schedule, have them come out for that free water analysis, and please make sure that you mention the Garage Logic podcast. Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Soucheray.
Two things you can do for that lawn of yours: water it and let ProfessionalTurf.com take over. When this snow melts, ProTurf will get after it again. They'll take all the plows back off their trucks, and they'll get out there because summer's coming early. Even with the snow, that means the crabgrass, the weeds, everything else coming early. If you want the best lawn in the neighborhood, on the block, it's so simple. Just throw some water on it and get ProfessionalTurf.com on the computer. Now, you agree to one of their free lawn analysis deals. They're going to come out. They're going to send a tech out, an experienced tech. He's going to walk your lawn and come up with a custom plan just for you with slow-release fertilizers and weed control that will, well, number one, they're environmentally safe and they're guaranteed for superior results. That's what I'm trying to say, superior results all season long, early spring, until late fall. All you have to do is get on the internet and get one of those lawn techs out there. A beautiful, healthy lawn with no crabgrass, no dandelions, no broadleaf weeds. It all starts with clicking on ProfessionalTurf.com.
The governor gave his State of the State address last night.
Okay.
Just think, he has 3 years left. He gave this talk at Owatonna High School. The trouble is, well, there is no trouble as far as Walls and his followers are concerned. As far as they're concerned, it's the great state of the state. He outlined a range of accomplishments. What they think is accomplishments, I happen to think, are not. There's your great divide, I guess. He outlined a range of accomplishments from last year, including paid family and medical leave, which is going to require not only untold amounts of money, but a whole new bureaucracy and employees and government expansion. And
right. They don't know what they're doing to the HR department. It's going to give them piles of paperwork.
Boosting funding for education. Well, that's hardly an accomplishment. That's what always happens. To no end, by the way.
It's business as usual.
Approving child tax credits. Okay. That's fine. What are you going to do? We collectively have lived up to our responsibility to our elders by cutting taxes for our seniors, Walls said. I'm unaware of that. What
right,
taxes
give me more specifics.
To seniors did he? Are we trimming some of the Social Security tax that seniors in Minnesota pay?
They did. It depends on the amount, right, that you get from Social Security. I know they trimmed some, but I'm not sure what. I can check.
We have invested $300 million in public safety aid for communities across the state to fight crime and improve emergency services. Okay.
How's that working out?
It's not working out very well. Here's a great one. We've struck a blow against climate change by putting Minnesota on a pathway to 100% clean energy by the year 2040. Well, B as in B, S as in S. It's all nonsense.
Right. Show me the money. Don't tell me.
It's just nonsense. There's no pathway to... There's no climate emergency, but that's a losing battle because all these, a lot of the prematurely gray-haired 42-year-old people in Minnesota, including the males with ponytails or buns, they say, man buns, this is, oh, we have to fight this climate change.
And cross-country skiers.
And cross-country skiers, their winter landscapes are changing. Mm-hmm.
There is a crisis because they say there's a crisis. That's why we have one.
He also asked for legislative action on gun control because there's nothing that will stop more gun violence than continuing to dream up new laws for law-abiding gun owners. That's going to take care of the problem. These people are not imaginative. They don't think outside the box. They have no experience in reality. They can't admit what the real problem is. He wants to introduce firearm storage requirements because the kids riding around and stealing cars, that will stop them. They'll have to store their gun, and that will delay them in committing their next act of crime.
Kenny, out of the blue, if you can, give me the percentage of gun owners that have gone through the process that probably lock up their guns.
You actually asked a legitimate question. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, how many loaded firearms are within your reach at all times?
At the moment, well, zero.
No, well, not exactly.
You.
Two, to be specific, now, and then depending where I'm at in my home, anywhere from two to four. But you're right. Everybody, if you're not using a firearm and it's not there for your personal defense, you don't just leave them sitting around. They're in the safe. You don't want them to burn up. You don't want them to get ripped off. You don't want the kiddos playing with them.
Where did you get the safe from?
Maple Grove Lock and Safe.
Thank you.
After the speech, Republicans highlighted areas the governor did not mention, such as big increases in spending and taxes. I want to remind everyone in Minnesota that $18 billion surplus was spent, said House Minority Leader Lisa DeMuth, Republican from Cold Spring. There were broken promises. Those dollars were not returned to Minnesotans in a meaningful and tax relief way. Democrats, of course, applauded Walz' address. As the governor said, for the first time in 50 years, a really incredible, momentous session. So think of what they did, and they're regarding this as incredible and momentous.
We spent the
driving hell out us
of it.
Into a debt that will be untenable within years. It's just not going to be able to be handled. A lot to celebrate here, a lot to focus on looking forward, said House Speaker Melissa Hortman, a DFL from Brooklyn Park.
Was Peggy nodding in the background to every word he?
I think she clung to, did she cling? I didn't watch it. I haven't watched the State of the State since Dayton came out. And what, didn't he fall down or collapse or something?
Yeah, he faded, right?
At the podium. Clanged like a chicken or did something weird. Yeah.
The Social Security thing they were talking about, they did cut it so that retired couples earning up to 100 grand or individuals making up to 78 grand don't have to pay any state taxes on Social Security benefits.
And think of the most, so most of the retirees are probably not making a lot of money, so they really didn't go out on a limb because there's no state taxes to be paid.
They're not good people. They don't want people to have their own wealth. They want it. They want it for themselves.
DeMuth, is her name, is it Lisa?
Lisa DeMuth.
She wasn't outraged enough for my taste.
I saw her on the news. She was too calm.
She was very polite and calm and not at all outraged the way I would like to see her outraged. He urinated away that surplus.
Yep.
What was it, 18? Billion.
Well, no, the legislators urinated away, and he just went along smiling and signed everything they put in front of him.
And at the same time, raised the taxes and spent more. And I believe that Walz promised us at least a little cut of that. Did he not? It was a couple of grand each.
Well, that didn't happen.
That ended up being a few hundred bucks each.
That didn't happen. The promises are never terribly fulfilled. But when you're in his party and this is your worldview, they certainly are crowing about tremendous success. They've done everything they want to, including without you having any say in it, building themselves a new palace from which to gaze down from the balcony at the serfs.
And it's minions.
And a sea of minions.
I just read something. I think it was on the Fox 9 website. I didn't print it out or intend to talk about it because these studies are a dime a dozen. But apparently, to whoever engineered this, to live comfortably in Minneapolis as a single person.
Yeah.
It requires an income of $96,000. Now they 78 grand is the limit before they would even cut Social Security taxes.
Right.
But it takes 96 grand to live comfortably as a single. I don't know what comfortably means.
I'm glad you brought that up because that caused about a half hour me having to talk somebody in my house down last evening. From the ledge. Yeah. Because they were pretty sure that's never going to happen for them and they're doomed. So that was a half hour
young person
my house. It was a young person in my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he for found couples, that it was 200.
Yeah. Yeah. Although there were some unrealistic things I thought on
I need to have a conversation with him. And he can do it the way I did it when I was in my 20s. You have four priorities in this order. Rent is number one. Car payment is number two. Number three is weed, and the rest goes to booze.
Well,
and that's how you get through your 20s.
I had a talk with him, and the first two, you and I agree completely. I didn't bring up anything concerning three and four.
Nothing after that. But my point is,
I told him to stay away from those, I believe.
Yeah, my point is, you got to have a place to go home to.
Yeah.
You know, a place to sleep it off.
When you do what you got to do, that's what I told him, basically. That's how I've always lived.
You do what you got to do. The version of the FBI in Canada is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why they would have done it, but they have produced a secret and heavily redacted report. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm puzzled as to why this would be undertaken by essentially a police department. But basically what it says is that Trudeau's Canada, and this sounds very similar to this country, is really slipping towards poverty and chaos because of immigration. And that people under the age of 35 are unlikely ever to be able to buy a house in Canada. Does that sound familiar?
Boy, does it.
they're finding that there's too much polarization and conspiracy theories, and it sounds very similar to what's happening here, and they believe there's going to be deep civic breakdowns in a society that was once stable. It's suffering from an unprecedented level of elite imposed in-migration.
That's my favorite phrase.
Yeah.
And never has a phrase been more true, elite imposed migration.
Right.
Yep.
The secret and heavily redacted report was prepared by the country's version of the FBI, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The partial copy was extracted from the agency by a lawyer and was published in Canada's National Post newspaper. Okay. I guess you can look that up for yourself, but it doesn't sound good. Hmm. And they're very worried about climate change in a very cold country like Canada.
Well, America's cap's got some concerns.
Well, we learned during the pandemic that Trudeau is completely psycho.
The more I think about that pandemic, the more I can't believe what took place. The more I stood in line essentially in an armory.
Yep.
To get an untested vaccine.
And you were one of the early ones. You had a guy that got you there.
In March of 2021, we stood in line on a Friday night at the Minneapolis Convention Center and got a shot from the government. I'm shocked.
And why did you?
And I'm shocked at how easily it was to get caught up in what quickly became normalcy. I wasn't alone in that building. I probably wasn't even I certainly wasn't alone with my thinking that, what the hell was that? All I remember seeing during the peak of it was, this country has never acted this way.
Why did we? Well, why were we?
We were just so caught off easily guard. Manipulated.
We were caught off guard. Our guard was down.
I guess self-interest. None of us wanted to die from this evil Chinese virus.
Where you heard so many different things, where it started with them eating live bats.
And we put our faith in the government that told us to go stand in line and wear a mask and don't be near 6 feet from somebody.
You know what did it for a lot of us is this letter from something called the CISA in March 16th, 2020. This letter, which we were supposed to keep on our person all times.
Oh, I had that with me,
Five of us, allowed us to travel freely through checkpoints.
Holy crap.
Because we were considered
news agents.
Essential.
Yeah. Essential workers.
I have mine.
Yeah.
It was and important.
I kept this in my truck for a long time. Yeah. And I have it now hanging on my bulletin board.
I got it in here.
Do you have your papers, please?
Do you have your papers?
Yes.
I never did have to show that to anybody, by the way.
Right. Nobody ever asked for it. Cops were just as confused as we were. And then Keith Ellison went even further and asked our own law enforcement to shut down citizens who dared open their business when they were allowing the big box stores to be open, but the little mom and pop stores couldn't be open.
It was a weird time. It was a very
figure that one out.
Very strange time, wasn't it? Very strange.
Commandant Fauci and all the lies he don't get me started. Since.
Yeah, I know. Let's not even go there.
Don't even.
Are we going to reject it if it happens again?
Well, I am. You know, to each their own, but. That proved what my theory all my life is that everybody in the government is corrupt, both sides. You remember Trump was on the vaccination early, and all the Democrats said, this is the worst thing. I'm not taking the Trump vaccine. Then Trump got booted out of office. Biden took over, and everybody was hot for the vaccine.
Right, I'll take the Biden vaccine.
That alone is proof to me that both sides are, you know, don't believe anything any of those people tell us, ever.
God, we're in a fix.
Is this Positive Thursday?
No.
This is just worse Wednesday.
Why don't we take a timeout?
No, don't take a timeout, and then you can bring it down to the state level, where if you forget to pay $5 to the Minnesota Department of Revenue, they're coming to take your paycheck in your home. But when they have an $18 billion surplus, you think they're going to give us even... Well, you know what I'm saying.
When the government deals with each other, there's always room for...
give and take.
Give and take. When the government deals with you, there is no room.
We're coming to take your
you
house.
You owe me $1.10 and better be here by 2 p.m.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing my ad for me. Basically, Garage Logic, with all of their common sense, you're doing my ad right now.
What common sense did I have at the outbreak of COVID?
You have it now. You won't be fooled again. Fool me once.
Fool me.
Shame on you.
Can't.
Fool me twice. You can't fool me again.
You can't get fooled again.
Right. That's a song, I think.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about Minnesota and their Masonic Lodges, 120 throughout the state. Now, they're doing this civility school, and we want Garage Lodge. They're trying to solve the problems. They're looking for options. They're looking for ideas. That's where Garage Logicians come in.
I think GLers would get a kick out of that.
It's a two-hour civility school. It's Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Where?
You're going to get lunch. It's at the Masonic property in Bloomington. You can look it up at mnmasoniccharities.org. But, you know, they've got a museum there, and they've got common sense. What people may not know about that Masonic Lodges, that's where thousands of men make a commitment to develop their personal potential and work on becoming the best possible versions of themselves. They're open. They want you to know everything about them. In a world dominated by the decline of ethical and moral integrity, the Masons have embarked on a new program, Civility School. The test run of this, as I said, will be on March 30th from 10 to noon at the Masonic Heritage Center. It's in South Bloomington. If you'd like to attend and lend your Garage Logician's eye, which we really do welcome, you can sign up by going to garagelogic.com/Masonic, or just go to garagelogic.com and put the keyword Masonic. We want to have a bunch of Garage Logic input, so garagelogic.com and keyword Masonic.
A Garage Logic Town Council member? Here's what you're missing.
You guys want a review of Williams Band concert? Oh, it's even better than that. They played the Celine Dion song.
Oh my God. Bang my head.
What? Yeah. I see you.
Oh my God. What does he play? The triangle? Does he play the triangle?
Trumpet.
Oh.
Look at him right there.
Fetch Mo! That's Chuck Mangione.
That's why band teachers are insane.
Kenny, it's funny you say that. I played golf with a guy, and he was a band teacher, and he was nuts.
Yeah.
And every band teacher I've ever met is crazy. They've been driven crazy.
Because they've been having to listen to
hearing
that.
This 5 years.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at garagelogic.com.
The earth is not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
It's a miracle in a can is what it is. You pay a few bucks for a can of Seafoam, let it work its magic on your engine. It's so easy. Throw it in the tank, dump it in the crank, dribble it right down the yap. It's our job, GLers. This is what we do. This is why we carry jumper cables and tow ropes. We help the helpless. You know that some people, they drive around with the check engine light on? Inform these poor saps that Seafoam is the magic stuff that helps keep our engines from, from blowing up, and it keeps that check engine light off.
Can I put my hand down now?
Put your hand down.
Okay.
What do you got?
You were talking directly to me, I think.
Well, I didn't want to mention you by name, but
you.
It is on, right?
Yes.
The check engine light
is on. Yes, it is. On two cars.
Have you tried covering it with tape?
Yes.
And that didn't work?
No.
Have you tried Seafoam? Do I need to bring you a can of... I will give you a can of Seafoam.
I never even thought about that. I am a user of Seafoam, but I never thought about putting it in the car. It's always small engines for me.
Oh, no, always. In your case, I would dump a whole can right in the tank. It cleans the fuel system. It's an easy way to stay ahead of preventable engine problems.
I'll do that today.
Keep that engine light off. It makes everything clean and happy, and the great part is you can find it everywhere, Matthew. a local company, a global reach, and truly a miracle in a world of bad gas, Seafoam.
GLers, I apologize profusely.
Oh, no.
I have been tardy on ice outs. We had an ice out on Minnetonka March 11th, 1878, that still stands. But we have missed some, I have missed reporting to you some ice outs. March 17th, Minnetonka, 2016. March 21st, Minnetonka, 2012. March 21st, Minnetonka, 1987. March 18th, Minnetonka, the year 2000. We have two today on Minnetonka. March 27, 1981, and March 27, 1910. Let me quickly bring you up to speed on White Bear. White Bear. We got some coming up. March 24, 1987. March 21, the year 2000. March 19, 2012 for White Bear. March 16, 2016.
What are you
March
doing?
23rd.
I think you just ran
2017. Now, I'll have to keep ice outs at the top of the...
is this going to be on the test?
Rolodex, because we're in the ice out season, and I'm very sorry that I wasn't up to
Should I be writing that down? Yes. Ross, did you record that? I'm going to need playback.
Rook was here for it when he looks up and goes, I missed an ice out.
Yeah.
That was like 15. That was more than
one.
That was all of them.
Right. I missed quite a few, and I apologize. But now I will alert you every day. Here's John Hite.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go on, can I ask you the question that's on the tip of all GLers' tongues everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Lilacs, where are we at with
lilacs? We're nowhere near.
Right.
Here's John Hite.
Thanks, Joe. This news brought to you by North American Banking Company. Before I get to the news, sometimes, like that last break, I wonder myself to myself, if I mute my microphone, will I not be able to hear you guys too? But it doesn't work that
doesn't
way.
Work. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Jen. What great hard-hitting issue were we debating during the break? I forgot.
In news, a criminal complaint filed in Carlton County Court says the man accused of fatally hitting a pedestrian in Moose Lake last week had hit a Minnesota State Patrol squad vehicle that same day. According to the complaint, 21-year-old Brent Kiernan of Pengilly has been charged with one count of criminal vehicular homicide for the crash, which killed 61-year-old Justin McNeil on March 21st. It happened around 2 in the afternoon in the area near Highway 73 and John Brown Drive. According to the complaint, McNeil was walking along the northbound shoulder of the road when he was hit by Kiernan's vehicle, which the document says left the lane and hit McNeil, who died at the scene. Kiernan was coming back home to northern Minnesota that day after working in the Twin Cities metro area. In an interview with authorities, he allegedly told them he had been up late the night before drinking alcoholic beverages with friends after working long hours. A few hours before the fatal crash happened, the complaint says his car hit a squad vehicle belonging to a state patrol trooper as he was leaving the metro area, which happened while he had fallen asleep, he said, at the wheel. Court documents say Kiernan received a citation from that incident, continued driving. He said he then had a five-hour energy drink after stopping because he was tired and kept going. Eventually, the complaint says Kiernan told police his airbags went off after he was, in his words, playing air guitar to a song that came on the radio. Goes on to add that he told police his cruise control was set to 52 in a 40-mile-an-hour speed zone. During a bail hearing held last week, Kiernan's bail set at $150,000. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison as well as a $20,000 fine. A portion of Highway 41 turned into a crime scene and was closed for several hours last night, overnight, as authorities investigated a crash that ended after a police pursuit during which shots were fired. Officers from the South Lake Minnetonka Police Department were trying to stop a vehicle connected to a warrant for assault in Illinois when shots were fired. The driver then crashed south of the intersection of Highways 5 and 41. Minnesota BCA says one or more officers fired their weapons, and it's not clear whether or not the suspect had fired at officers. Minnesota Department of Transportation traffic cameras caught part of the pursuit in the moments before the crash. Two squad cars with emergency lights on trailed a dark SUV heading south on Highway 41. Law enforcement from several agencies descended on the scene. We're negotiating with the female suspect to get her out of the vehicle. The intersection of Highways 5 and 41 was closed for several hours, but reopened at about 5:15 this morning.
You just never know where this might occur. Yeah. It's anywhere now. It's
no,
just
not
anywhere.
Not anywhere.
Joe, Governor Walz gave his 2024 State of the State last night in Owatonna. It was a 23-minute speech. His outlook, optimistic.
He's rosy. It was rosy.
Yeah, a rosy portrait of Minnesota. Yeah. How's that? Walz said he chose the school as the venue for his speech to highlight legislation to bolster education, child care, and families. After taking the stage, he outlined what he termed as a range of accomplishments from last year, including paid family and medical leave, boosting funding for education, approving child tax credits. He also asked for some action on gun control, namely introducing firearm storage requirements and increasing penalties for straw purchases. After the speech, Republicans highlighted areas the governor, well, didn't really talk about, like the big increases we'll see in spending and the taxes that will probably go up because of that spending. The Duluth City Council voted against a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza amidst the Israeli-Hamas war. That happened on Monday night. The resolution failed in a 5-4 vote.
Yeah.
As written, the purpose of the resolution was to support a permanent ceasefire to prevent loss of human life in the Middle East and support the provision of humanitarian aid. Well, prior to the council's vote, a full House of Community members shared their thoughts on the resolution. A large showing spoke in favor of the resolution, including several Jewish residents of Duluth. Others spoke in opposition of the resolution. One specifically said the city charter, tells them not to. He said, I'm confident you do not have the authority to make this resolution. Your authority relies on the physical boundaries of the city of Duluth. Imagine that. Duluth citizen Michael Grossman stated he thought the city should focus on city issues. Grossman said nothing that happens in Israel or Gaza will affect whether the snow gets plowed here tomorrow, that lead gets out of Duluth pipes, or my property tax rate. The resolution was discussed for more than 3.5 hours before it was voted down by a 5-4 vote. It's the first city in Minnesota to vote down such a resolution.
See, that's 3.5 hours when they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I have this. I don't think any news outlet has published this yet, but Mrs. Cargill was approached by a Duluth reporter to find out what her thoughts were on that resolution and the not passing of that resolution. And her statement is simply this. This strip of land is 7 miles. You tell me what I should do with it. So you can just, that's the official statement.
Got it.
That's damn near. How long is Gaza? More than 7 miles.
Let's see. Yeah.
Probably done a lot. Huh? Yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting question. Why don't we, before we get to national and international news, take a quick break here.
Okay. We haven't had many roofers join us on Garage Logic, but Pete is with us from Hire a Pro, and he wants to explain to you how they do what they do.
Joe, last year we helped a lot of GLers keep what a roofing company would have otherwise taken in profits. We showed everyone behind the curtain, and the average homeowner kept about $5,600. Minnesota had a huge hail year in 23, and there's a lot of people who still have roofs to replace. Let's sit down and look over your claim together. We'll show you labor, material costs, how much profit is on the claim, and what you would keep for getting a permit and writing out a couple extra checks. Not a bad ROI for letting Hire a Pro manage the project for you. Oh, and lifetime manufacturer-backed warranties? Yeah, we got those too. So tell me, if the options were us or someone with no transparency who takes all the money, would you go anywhere else?
Probably not.
So hit us up. Worst case is you don't like transparency and you'd rather pay full price.
So if insurance has approved your roof replacement, give these guys a call at 651-402-3400 or visit them online at hireadot.pro. That's hire a, and then put the dot there, pro.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Souchere.
Why don't you tell me about Zero Res?
Now you tell me.
I'm going to do this entire ad.
No.
As the former governor, Jesse Ventura, talking about cleaning up the carpets in the governor's mansion. Actually, it's the governor's residence. I was corrected many years ago. I will fall out of character. I have the good pipes today, and that leads me to tell you about Zero Res. They have the good carpet cleaners every single day. And right now with the Zero Res Gotta Love It guarantee, they're going to take care of you. 17,000 raving customer reviews online. If somebody's going to take the time to write a review online, that means you did a great job, and they got 17,000 of them right now. 4.9 Google rating. See what all the hype is about, and Zero Res, once you use them, just like me, you're going to be very happy. And this month, you're going to get 3 rooms Zero Resified. Get on their schedule for the spring. It's Minnesota's number one carpet cleaner. You're going to start at just $129 this month, and you're going to take $75 off your air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery. Call Zero Res right now. Here's the number. Super easy to remember. 952-ZEROREZ. Go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and tell them you want the Rookie Governor Special. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's spelled exactly the same way. Get your spring cleaning done with professionals at Zero Res. Johnny, here's Johnny Height, my friend.
Thanks, Gov.
Yeah.
In national and international news, there are still 6 unaccounted for workers that were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. The bridge collapsing after being hit by a cargo ship called the Dolly. The ship lost power, issued a Mayday call shortly before it rammed the bridge. The U.S. Coast Guard did board the vessel this morning to collect evidence about the exact circumstances of the crash. One truck has been recovered from the water, but at least one vehicle remains hanging from metal, according to a Homeland Security memo that was described to the Associated Press by a law enforcement official. Governor Wes Moore this morning praising divers who have spent hours in the frigid water. The collapse is diverting shipping and trucking around one of the busiest ports in America's East Coast, creating delays and raising costs in the latest disruption to global supply chains.
Kenny, you have a little trouble with bridges.
Yeah,
you might want to, before you cross one, you might want to see if there's a freighter about and then wait.
That The single most traumatic one was that one in Upper Michigan, because all it's like, have you ever hit a jump on your dirt bike and all you see beyond the lip is sky?
Yeah.
And, but you know you've got to twist it to the stop and just go.
Yeah.
And that's what that bridge is like. You can't see the other side. You just see
lovely sky. Bridge. I love that bridge.
Oh, so scary.
Great documentary about building that bridge.
Frightening.
1957.
You're like Reavers. You've watched like 6 times, I think.
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a roller coaster, Kenny, where you come over the top and you can't.
Have you seen it?
Tracks? They got people you can hire to take you across.
I was just going to bring that up. It's so frightening that they have services. Yeah. People will drive your car over. Yeah.
A controversial Texas law that allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally will remain blocked while legal challenges to it play out, according to a federal appeals court. In a 2-1 vote yesterday, the court said the law known as SB4 will continue to be blocked while the court considers the larger question of whether or not it violates the U.S. Constitution. Immigration enforcement is usually a responsibility of the federal government. A day after a New York judge ruled that Donald Trump's hush money trial could go ahead as planned on Monday, April 15th, the Republican presidential candidate attacked both the judge and his daughter on Truth Social, accusing them of political bias, and that now has resulted in a gag order for the former president. Among other things, Trump wrote that Judge Juan Merchan, in his words, a very distinguished-looking man, is nevertheless a true and certified Trump hater who suffers from a very serious case of Trump derangement syndrome. Unsurprisingly, Judge Merchan swiftly acquiesced with a request from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and imposed a partial gag order on the former president to prevent him speaking out publicly about the case in order to protect witnesses, jurors, lawyers, court staff, and their families. Meanwhile, the line between reality and satire getting a little more blurred. The former president, Donald Trump, now selling Bibles as he runs to return to the White House. Trump, who became the presumptive Republican nominee earlier this month, released a video on his Truth Social platform on Tuesday urging his supporters to buy the God Bless the USA Bible, which is inspired by country singer Lee Greenwood's song.
See, God can't bless other countries. He can only bless the
USA.
Right.
Trump wrote, happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again.
Let's celebrate. Let's have Good Friday become Great Friday.
I will make it Great Friday.
And this, growing up Catholic, this was the scariest damn week.
Wednesday.
It's in a Holy. It was just Wednesday, right?
It's kind of a Wednesday.
Holy Thursday. You got the Last Supper.
The Last Supper.
That's where the at the Last Supper, the servant Mel Brooks asked if this was going to be separate checks or all on one tab. Will this be separate checks or all on one tab?
My mother's dead.
Oh my God!
You're going right to hell.
It starts with Palm Sunday, wasn't
it?
It did.
We had Palm Sunday over the weekend. Yes.
And then this Sunday we find out if John beats Peter to the tomb.
And wasn't there at some point he's walking along and somebody's up in a tree and he says, "Come on down here and hang with me."
Zacchaeus. There was a man in Jericho called Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus, he was small.
Along the way in a leper pit. He pulls him out of there.
And, hey, grab your hand, will you? Grab your fingers. Come on. I'll put them back on.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
The rock and the tomb and the whole deal.
And you know what's coming up? The anniversary of the chalice. The blinged up chalice.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, Peter, go take a look over there. It might be there.
Where's the good one?"
Right.
Did that make a best?
That was all up peanut butter sandwiches.
Did that make a best?
Yes.
That was
covered intensely with Indiana Jones, wasn't it? That whole chalice thing.
Yeah, that was the Ark of the Covenant.
He made a poor choice.
Yeah, he did not choose wisely.
Well, what was the deal with the bling chalice? That one was found, and we were imagining that Jesus would not have cared about a bling on his chalice.
No, it would have been very simple chalice that they found.
Right.
But somebody else doctored it up, and then we went
somebody
off to
pimped
say,
it up.
They bedazzled it.
Yeah, they bedazzled it. And that's not his style.
No, it's not. But then we kind of had a little fun with Jesus doing card tricks and going, "Hey, go get the check out the good one again. It's coming."
I didn't have anything to do with
that. Get away with that, Joe? She was still alive then.
I think my mom was still alive. But maybe she couldn't hear well enough to listen.
What was really great about working with you during that period is you would say some of the worst things a Catholic could say about the church. Your mom would call you on it, and then you'd blame the lot of us.
Right.
You'd always say, it's Matthew, Kenny,
That was Kenny said that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that in honor of the Last Supper.
So then Suits would come in and say, "You got to stop using the Lord's name in vain. My mom is driving me crazy."
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, when's the last time I swore in a traffic report?"
Can you find the chalice episode?
Yes. We'll do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
I don't want to do it on Good Friday.
That's Last Supper tomorrow.
That's bad juju to do it on Good Great Friday. Make it great.
You Catholics.
That is a neat trick, having this many people on the show. Sometimes I'll get an email and say, "Why did you say whatever?" And I'll say, "Oh, no, that was Kenny that said that."
I say that every time.
I always say that. It's always Ryan Reavers. He's such a hothead.
Yeah. By the way, the God Bless the USA Bible also will have U.S. copies of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that sort of thing.
Just like Jesus wanted it.
The founding fathers were not fundamental Christians, for God's sake. They were just guys.
Joe, what about those documents that he had in the garage there at Mar-a-Lago? Any of those included with the Bible?
No, he already sold those.
I did not think he could get any lower, and he managed to show me.
So is this going to be in this book, the four Gospels brought to you by Quick Trip? You flip a couple pages, or what's going on?
Well, wait a minute.
Sell advertising?
I have many Bibles, and you could look up the same Bible verse in every single Bible, and it would be a little bit different. Could this new Bible be Trump-speak Bible?
It's his favorite book, Kenny.
A great blind man. He was great.
Yeah.
He had a tremendous sight problem.
Well, I wonder how Trump would describe, let's go right to the beginning, the Garden of Eden. God created 7 days resting.
Beautiful. I could have made a resort out of that property.
Beautiful Eve without clothing.
By the way,
boys, Canaan had a little trouble. Stoning.
They were good people, though.
Yes.
There are good people on both sides.
The Lord, the serpent. God.
Yeah.
Beware of a snake.
Yeah. The Bible will cost you, if you want to get a copy, $59.99.
Oh, I thought it was $55.
No, it's $59.
It's $60?
$60.
$60.
And he found some poor sap in Scranton to print it for $2.
Make it for $2, and he's pocketing $52. Wow.
The Immortal Words of Tom Waits, step right up.
If anyone buys that, you are irredeemably a sap.
Jesus would be flipping tables in the temple.
What has been rumored now for the last week is true. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. naming Nicole Shanahan, a 38-year-old Silicon Valley lawyer, investor, and political unknown, as his running mate in his independent presidential bid. The selection of Shanahan brings youth and an outsider's idealism to the ticket for Kennedy, whose long-shot White House campaign is threatening to complicate the electoral calculus for both President Biden and former President Trump. It also brings money to the campaign. Shanahan, who was formerly married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, has already contributed more than $4.5 million to help Kennedy's bid. Kennedy faces a costly effort to get on the ballot in all 50 states, as he says he will try to do. And he had a tighter timeline to name a vice presidential choice because some states require a full ticket to be on the petition for independent candidates to be placed on the ballot.
What am I looking at? Sergey Brin owns the Islanders. I think he owns the New York
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So somebody I know quite well was talking about how she loved RFK Jr. a few weeks ago and how the rest of the country are a bunch of saps because it's between Trump and Biden when obviously this is the correct choice. We should go with RFK.
This someone you know?
Somebody I know. Kind of close to this person.
Right.
At least physically. Well, not physically. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. When she can track me down. But then last night, she read the piece about this new running mate. And let me tell you, wow.
She went off the handle, did she?
She just, with everything that this lady has stood for in the past, 20 years of her political career, made her more and more angry. And now she doesn't know who to vote for, much like the rest of the country.
Sergey is not listed as owning. Scott Melkin is the owner.
Brin owned the Islanders. Well, never mind then.
Okay.
A player in New Jersey matched all six numbers in the Mega Millions drawing last night, winning $1.13 billion. This is the first time the jackpot's been won this year, which has been steadily growing since December of last year. Although the official jackpot will be determined after sales from all the participating jurisdictions are determined, the just won $1.13 billion prize was the fifth largest in Mega Millions history. The cash option, which most of us would take probably, had $537.5 million.
Wow. Okay, I have a question. If I bought a ticket yesterday at my gas station,
yes,
that it could not possibly have been the winning ticket, correct?
You are correct.
Because the winning
ticket was not the jackpot winner.
The winning ticket happened to be located in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yes.
You still could have won.
You got in on time. You bought it with plenty of time.
Now there's you got to buy another one tonight for Powerball.
No, I'm not buying any of them. Hmm.
But make sure you check it because there's lesser.
I didn't buy one. I'm just saying, I purchased one yesterday for the big pot, it could not have been the winner.
Right, you could win a million.
Yeah.
I have a legitimate question, not based in fantasy for you, John. In New Jersey, is it true you don't have to come forward publicly if you're the winner?
I do not know that.
I think that should be the rule everywhere.
In Minnesota, that's the new rule.
There are some states, Kenny, in which you do not have to.
Okay, so that brings up my next question. If you won that money, do you think there's any way that you could possibly get away with having that money and nobody know about it?
Yes. Yes. If your name doesn't have to be released, you could have.
You couldn't tell the wife because the wife's going to tell all of your kids.
I would tell you.
All of your kids would tell their friends. The next thing you know, you've got the Star Tribune on the phone.
I guess. I don't know. Who cares? Well, it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, but you have to remain your lifestyle has to remain. You have to stay with your job. You can't be parking and pulling up with a Lamborghini.
That's what I was going to say. On the fantasy level, Kenny, say one of us won it, would we be working the show the next day? So somebody would know something's up, right?
Yeah, but everybody knows that I'm on the verge of being fired or quitting anyway.
Oh, I
so
see.
My disappearing from the show. But my deal is I want to give a lot of money to all my relatives and my gotcha. Friends.
Yep,
but sure. It would have to, the stipulation would have to be, if anybody ever finds out about this, I'm taking it all back. You'll be poor.
If I won it, I would do the show the next day.
Well, we know.
Well, that. If I won it, I would come in the next day, drop the deuce on the desk, and then I'd head out. And hopefully, in the act of,
only to discover that the numbers were yes, wrong, yes, and you didn't win it.
Reno 911.
Kenny and Rook and John all show up at the office and
with gold teeth.
Right, right. Yeah. Every bleeping one of you mother bleepers.
I've always hated you.
Right.
And finally, McDonald's.
What do you got?
New offering. They're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts across the U.S. by the end of 2026. They've done a successful test run at more than 160 restaurants in Kentucky and Indiana. The partnership adds to a list of fast food chains teaming up with snack makers. So McDonald's will have Krispy Kreme. Wendy's and Cinnabon introduced a new dessert in February, while Subway partnered with Cinnabon and Auntie Anne's to add new snacks to its menu in January. This move will more than double the locations at which Krispy Kreme donuts or cookies can be purchased, the company says. A phased rollout begins the second half of this year and will expand to all McDonald's locations nationwide by 2026.
Are you done?
I am done.
Are you done?
That's
you
why done? That's why I said finally.
Never got the Krispy Kreme. I'm very pro donut, not the Krispy Kreme.
It's like that. It's the U2 tweet that's out. Did you ever pretend that you liked U2 because so many other people thought they were off the charts, but you never saw it? Like, that was me. And it's me with Krispy Kreme, too.
Only where the streets have no name, rookie.
Right. Yeah.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Soucheray.
A hailstorm in Texas destroyed thousands of solar panels. Is that windmilling in some way?
Yes, I think so.
It hit a farm at Fort Bend, causing massive property damage throughout the affected area and chemical leakage from the solar panels. I didn't know they had chemicals in them.
Oh, boy.
What's the juice in there?
Right.
The hailstorm we experienced Saturday morning was unimaginable, Nick Kaminsky, a Ford Bend County resident, said. We've never seen anything like it in our lifetime. Kaminsky's house suffered damage from the wind, causing the roof to come off, followed by hail. And Kaminsky also expressed concern over the damage to a nearby solar farm. It looked like somebody took a shotgun and blasted it into the air and let the pellets fall down and shatter holes in all of them. Kaminsky said about the condition of the farm, he told ABC 13. A video displaying an aerial of the solar farm after the hailstorm does appear to show widespread damage. Well, you couldn't really cover it up to protect it from hail, because then you wouldn't get the sun.
Right.
You know.
I wonder, is there an insurance program for that?
Kaminsky shared with ABC 13 that he was worried some of the chemicals in the solar panel might seep into the ground and the water, causing health problems. Because we take a shower with that, we drink that, it could be in our water now. The panels could be made of a chemical compound called cadmium telluride, a toxic substance that, if in contact with a human, could cause kidney, lung, gastrointestinal, heart, and skin problems, according to the National Institute of Health. The substance is listed as an irritant and an environmental hazard.
Huh.
But we need these because we can't use fossil fuels. What a bunch of BS. An expert who was interviewed by ABC 13 said it's possible you dented the solar panel, but they have a lot of protection layers. This is according to Ramamoorthy Ramesh, a physics professor at Rice University. Even if I expose it, it has to get into the groundwater, which means water has to dissolve the cadmium telluride, he added. Cadmium telluride does not dissolve in water. So I guess you found a guy to say, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I would be worried about it if I live next to a solar farm.
Yes. Again, like Ray Brown putting his head against the transmitter.
What do you think he was doing? Do you think he was
trying to get it in his head?
Juicing himself up?
No, trying to get it in his head.
Right. He was dosing. He knew.
Is he still with us?
I don't think so. He knew when he was running low.
He's charging up radiation.
He was at 17%. Walks out of there with the
dial.
Yes, he was in the red.
Seriously, he is leaning into the thing with his forehead pressed up.
I can just see it—the big gray thing in the hall.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Well, how come we're all fine then?
Well,
we didn't. Well, so we never cute. Leaned against it. Are we fine?
Cute. Well, not as far as you
right.
know.
Right.
Say, I'm pleased to tell you that Renewal by Anderson brings you Only Because. You know what Only Because is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Renewal by Anderson is? They're the best windows in town.
I can verify
best
that.
Windows in the state, best windows in the country, and not just windows, but patio doors and entry doors. They're a J.D. Power Award winner. They have the most five-star reviews in the greater Twin Cities among leading full-service window replacement areas. They're trustworthy, respectful, caring, and delightful, and they make them right here. They design and engineer these windows. Right now, the Acclaim windows are the hot ticket. If you're in the window business, you can see out of them.
Well, you have to. If they're selling windows, they got to sell windows you can see out.
You can see out these windows.
That's good.
Renewal's Acclaim replacement windows, an engineering and innovation breakthrough. Whether you need windows, patio doors, or entry doors, Renewal by Anderson has the best products and the best service. They really do. Learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/GarageLogic or call Renewal by Anderson at 651-705-6931.
Okay.
And they bring you Only Because.
Only Because what?
They come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Traveling Lymans at worldwidewaftage.com, where you can see their exploits.
Yep.
It was on this day.
This is March 27, 2024.
In 1819, way President back. James Monroe appointed Lawrence Taliaferro Indian agent of St. Peter, later called Mendota. Taliaferro moved his operations across the river to Fort St. Anthony. Later, of course, Fort Snelling, when that post opened.
I wonder why they changed St. Anthony to Snelling.
On this day.
This is 3272024.
In 1905, the aerial bridge spanning the Duluth Ship Canal carried its first passengers across the harbor inside a carriage suspended from the bridge's framework.
You don't tell me.
The system was replaced with a lift bridge in 1930.
Okay.
Doesn't that lead to Kathy's place? The aerial, doesn't that lead you over to
Is that 1930 that was built?
Yeah. I think it's been redone.
Oh.
On this day.
Go, 327.
In 1912.
We're getting into the 19th, 20th century.
The St. Olaf Choir, directed by F. Melius Christensen, gave the opening concert of its first tour at the First Baptist Church, Minneapolis.
Hmm.
And, of course, since then, the St. Olaf Choir has been quite renowned all over the world.
Yeah. That still reminds me of Sophia getting offered a scholarship to play hockey there, and she said she didn't want to go away to school.
Yeah, it's too far. She could have walked.
Yes. At the time of my high school youth, this will be important, I think, to three out of five of us at least. Yeah. The St. Olaf cafeteria was voted one of the best in the country, not just Minnesota. So
that might be worth a trip down there.
You get your money's worth for that education there.
I mean, it's St. Olaf. It would be a road trip to go down there because it's so far away to eat lunch. But I'm game.
Thanks for that, Ross.
Yeah, you're right.
That's good insight.
How would you know?
And it was St. Olaf, right? St. Olaf.
Well, you know, I wasn't smart enough to get in there, but that doesn't mean I didn't know people.
Are you from Northfield?
Who knew? South Lakeville.
South Northfield?
No, just south of the city.
Where did you go to high school?
the Lakeville High School.
Oh, before it split?
Correct.
Before it went the good Lakeville and the bad Lakeville.
I didn't know there was a downtown Lakeville until we'd get an appearance there a few
years
ago.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah, we did.
Where'd you go?
Some brew house.
Lakeville Brewing?
I bet it was.
I think it was Lakeville Brewing.
Angry Inch, maybe? No.
And who did we... Perk lives down. I don't know if Perk lives down there still or not. In that area, anyway.
I don't know.
Thank you. GLers, yes, thank you indeed. For those of you that can't get enough of Garage Logic, I want you to join the thousands of garage logicians who have found us on YouTube. Yes, YouTube. We want you to go check out. Search Garage Logic Podcast. Subscribe for nearly daily content, including behind-the-scenes stuff, full segments, video shorts, and some of my old vacation videos I have posted on there. And now my kids are adults, but the dump station with the... what do you call it? The trailer is priceless. The Garage Logic Podcast on YouTube.